Folks, we're going to travel into Anderson Valley today, and I'm looking forward to meeting Jason Drew. And Jason's sitting here with me. We're at his tasting room here in the thriving metropolis of Philo, California. And Anderson Valley has come to the forefront. The whole world is really in awe of the Pinot Noirs coming from here. Jason, we're going to be talking about your gatekeepers, Anderson Valley Pinot Noir. And this is three different vineyards, which all up and down this valley, microclimates are happening. And it's very exciting what each of these vineyards would bring to your wine.
Really keen on creating a wine that would express Anderson Valley as an appellation. And so the vineyards that I chose. One was from the south side. It's Villegrain Vineyard, Pinot Noir, and another is Valenti Vineyard, which is a little closer to the coast west of us. And then the other vineyard is Belo Vineyard, which is just sort of mid-valley, a little more in the deep end, would consider closer to the coast. And all of these vineyards produced a pretty unique wine characteristic. But the neat thing about it is that when I started playing around with the blending of the three components, there was a great synergy there. It's taking different pieces, microclimates, like you say, and creating more of a whole Appalachian wine. What I was striving for here is to heighten the intensity level and the complexity level, but at the same time making a really nice classic, lighter version of what might be considered more of a traditional Anderson Valley blend. So there's the earth, there's the floral components, there's a nice, beautiful sort of red cherry bowl kind of typicity is there as well. And again, the intensity and the complexity, but making it very food friendly with wine and not being a flamboyant wine, but more of one of elegance and restraint. And I find that if you're able to get a wine with restraint, you can elevate that complexity a little bit easier.
I'm really intrigued with the valley here because of the microclimates. And in talking to the winemakers up and down this valley, there is a repeat of the different nuances you can get from these different vineyards. And it's so exciting. What must be exciting for you? It's almost Christmas when you're doing your blending, although it must get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm done with the blending.
Right. And that's right. And it's funny because this wine at Christmas, it tastes like Christmas, right? I mean, there's like all kinds of beautiful, just floral, fresh scents, earthy, forest floor.
You describe your wine makes me hungry. So it's good we have a chef coming right up here. And where do you want to go with your Pinot Noirs food-wise? I'm really hungry.
Yeah, that's right.
After listening to you.
Again, I'm trying to create wines that are really versatile with food and that are food-friendly. You know, along those lines, going back to restraint and elegance, I think to have a wine that doesn't overpower food is critical in terms of the way I'm making wine.
Balance is a great word.
Balance is the word we're after. That's right.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some great food here. The chef just brought some dishes to the table. And this is Drew Family Cellars, and this is Anderson Valley Pinot Noir at its best.